We're learning Masech the Shivam Mistaf Ayin Aleph and Mabez. The Sugi already starts in the Ayin Aleph and Aleph. But the Gemara started the Sugi Boyer of Chama Barukva, Katan Aro Mal Seichai Beshemin Shel Chuma. Are you allowed to take oil, that's Chuma, olive oil, and smear it on a Katan which is less than 8 days old? Because Seichai Kishtia, an Aral, just like he's not allowed to eat Chuma, is not allowed to be smeared with Chuma, but he's less than 8 days old, is he called an Aral? Before the 8th day, is that ma'akav or not? So first the Gemara wanted to bring a raya for Mila Schara v'avadav. And the Gemara had a case that there were no scharim b'shas asiyah, and there are b'shas akhila. How is that possible that you didn't have a problem, you don't have an oral, you don't have schara b'shas asiyah sepasach, and have it b'shas akhila? Elamai, they were born after the asiyah. So you see, arela shloi b'zman is ma'akav. So the Gemara says, no, anyway, there can't be. Because Himalay kal zachar, it says, V'hayla barachihu. Mila schar v'avadav, only if you could do the bris mila, not if you can't. So the Gemara brings a bunch of cases where it was ready after 8 days, and they weren't able to do the bris mila. It was impossible to do the bris mila b'shas asiyah. So that's why there were makav asiyah. But it was possible b'shas achila, and that's why you need a pasuk telling you that it's makav achila. Atkan the sugya sashas. So we already spoke in the beginning of the parak that the Rishayim bring Rabbeinu Tam that Mesu Echav Machmas Mila is not an Aral, and the Rai is from Arelus Leibiz Mana. Rabbeinu Tam said, just like you find Arelus before 8 days is not considered Aral, because he can't do a Bris Mila. Who then Mesu Echav Machmas Mila is also not considered Aral, because he can't do a Bris Mila. And the Rishayim say, no, Arelus Leibiz Mana, it's not the Zman of Mila Bechlal. He wasn't nichnas b'zikas mila, no chiyav mila. Not considered arla b'chlal. This is the l'shaynis of the Rishaynim. A meisuach max mila as an arla, just as an einis. So mainly, it would be considered an arla. So according to the Rishaynim, the sugya originally thought, the havamina was, that mila scharav avadav has the same gedarim as arelas. And since l'gabi mila scharav avadav, it's called an arla, so who would then, l'gabi eating, it's called an arla. But the Gemara's Vitizbra is explaining that for Mila Scharav Avadav, it's a different gather. Mila Scharav Avadav, it's only if you could do a Bris Mila, it's a problem. Himalay Kol Zachar. That's Pashit, that if you can't do a Bris Mila, it doesn't happen by Mila Scharav Avadav. So Mael, the Gemara brings cases of Mila Scharav Avadav. Where do you have a case where he was unable to do the Bris Mila B'Shas Asiyah and only became able after the Asiyah B'Shas Achila? But that has nothing to do with the din aral. Aral is even if you're unable. So ayva zay, it would seem that the ibaya wasn't nifshat, because the gemara sakasha about an aral, the arelus atzmai cut an aral mal seichem b'shem shel chuma, and the gemara wanted to be paishit for mila scharav avadav. That there, this since is the problem of mila scharav avadav, who would then by arelus shloib bizman, but by mila scharav avadav specifically. The Gemara said, no, it's only Himalay Kol Zachar. It's only when he's the Bar Mehila. But that's only Mila Schar V'Avadav. So the Gemara spent some time with many different Hechatimses. How you can have a case where somebody was a Bar Mehila, was not a Bar Mehila, but Shasasiyah and was afterwards. But what's the din by the Ikka din Aral, which is not totally in that, the Gemara was never Peshit. So that's what the Raja brings with Bein Hananel, that the Shaila was Leivshit. But the Rambam, Hilchas Trumas, Perikin Al Falachazai, and Paskins that you could. He passes Lakula. Why does he pass in Lakula? Should be Boyd Lifshi, should pass in Lakhumra. So the Kesha Misha says it's a Boyd Ifshita. The Miri also says that. The Miri says that, it sounds like the Miri saying this, that according to the Rambam, since by Milas Karva, one of it's not Makav, who would do my Milas Atzma, it's not Makav. Now maybe that would be like Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam would learn the Sugya, that the Havmina was that Arelo Shloib is Manai. It's possibly a problem, even though he can't do the Mila, but the Gemara's Peshitta says, no, that's impossible. Himalay Kol Zachar. And the Gemara wasn't saying it specifically by Mila Skar V'Avadav. We'll learn that the Gemara was saying it's done. The same din by Mila Skar V'Avadav applies with Mila Satsmai. Anytime he can't do the Bris Mila, the Mila Skar V'Avadav wouldn't be Ma'akav, and within the Mila Satsmai wouldn't be Ma'akav. And that's a pshat, why it was Nifshat the Yibaya. As I maybe you could learn, but Lechayr doesn't shtim. Because the Gemara and Daf Ayin Beis Aleph is mavur that a tumtum can't eat truma, even though a tumtum is not mechuyev to be nikra mo for whatever reason. But that's mavur in our sugya, because it says if the scharim v'avodim were a tumtum b'shas asiya, and then they were nikra, the nimsa zacha beini beini. So it says that that's not a problem with milas scharim v'avodim. So you see that there's a chilek by milas scharim v'avodim a tumtum is not ma'akev. That's mavur in agamara. Now she'en kain by a arul, a tumtum is ma'akev. So the rishonim ask this kasha. So the Rashman and Dvar say, but there's a difference. Because Mesu Echel Machmas Mila, he's not a bar Mila b'chlal. By a tumtum, it's shayach, it's efshali kara. It's efshali kara. So Mela, he's considered a bar Mila. Mesu Echel Mila, it'll never be a bar Mila. It's like efshah to do a Mila period. That's the chilek. So why b'zai vaitit is the chilek? By a relus, it's not totally in the hima like Ozach, even according to Benetat. We'll discuss this soon. I say, Rabbi Natan is just saying that Mesu Echel Machmas Mila is mufka for mila, but by mila schar v'avadav you don't need mufka for mila. That's where the shame say also chaltzah say chama. If someone's sick, so lagami mila schar v'avadav, it's not considered to be a ma'akev. If you're sick, you can't do the bris mila. As I state mefurish in the gemara, mashenkein, if a baby is over 8 days old and he's sick, you can't be sach b'shem and shalchuma. That's where shayin him naman, even according to Ben Ita. So I bezai, how could the shayin have been nifshat? The Gemara wanted to paish it for Milas Scharv Avadav, but Milas Scharv Avadav clearly has a different gather than Milas Atzma, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. Chai Shved, the Lashon of the Kesef Mishnah in Meiri, a lot of Achreinim, Rabbi Kveger brings it on the Rambam, Hashem de Bnei Yankov, the Karen Eri says it, Nechem de Shloimei, and the Rashash and Chagiga, the Haftalon and Medei, say the Rambam's Mechriya Api, the Yushalmi, the Yushainim bring the Yushalmi, in the beginning of the Perek, that the Yushalmi is Mavur, that till 8 days is Bechlonlan and Oral. The Yishalmi is mavur that on the eighth night you're not allowed to be seichet because he's already in oral. Now there's two dinim. Before 8 days is bechal not in oral. When it's already the eighth day, it's just night. So that's a zayin tigedin. Before 8 days, the pshat is he's not in oral yet. Once it's 8th day, so then he's in oral. It's just you have to wait b'yayim. It's a zayin tigedin that mila has to be b'yayim. So vaita, and the Rambam is also mavur that way that the heter is only till the eighth night. Once it's the eighth night, you're not allowed to be Seichah B'Shem and Shachuma. So right there you see in the Rambam clearly, that's not the Pshad that he's not an Oral because he can't be Malam like Milas Karev Avadav. You see the Pshad is Tam, that before eighth day, he's Bechal not an Oral. Yeah? So it's Tzarech Ian, the Kesef Mishnah in the Meiri that says that he's Peshitah from our Sugya. The Sugya doesn't seem to be saying it. The Achreinim say he was Peshitah from the Yerushalmi. Now, like we mentioned, the Yerushalmi say even in Rabbeinu Tam, a Tumtum, or Chaltzah Seicham is considered an Arl, and they say, what's the Chilik? And the Rishayim say, because it's possible for them to have a Bris Mila. If it'll be Nikr, he'll have a Bris Mila. If you get better, you won't be sick, he'll have a Bris Mila. Meisu Echem Achmas Mila is not a Bar Mila Klal. That's what the Rishayim say. And the Rajma asks Akasha, what do you mean? Meisu Echem Achmas Mila, also he could become healthy and do a Bris Mila. The Rambam really says in Hilchas Mila Perek Aleph that even Mesu Echem Achas Mila, he says he can't do Bris Mila until he gets stronger. And that's what it says in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Samach Gimel, that if you have a case of Mesu Echem Achas Mila, he can't do the Mila when he's an infant, but when he gets older and stronger, he could do a Bris Mila. So Memela, if I do Bishver, and he chalatin that, and Tumtum, and Chaltzah Sechama. So the Briyitz looks as Rabbi Natamas Chalik on this. He holds he can never do a Mila. Is an Eid Behuda that has a tshuva. He says, Lulei, Divrei Yerushainim, the Paiskim, he would say he can never do a Bris Mila. That's the Pashtus HaSugya. Lo Yimal, the Riff and the Rosh, don't make any chalukah. Shibri Yitzchak says an interesting thing. He says that there are Achreinim, Achsam Sefer, in Yeridei Simon Reish Ramei, the Eid Behuda, and Yeridei Tinyan, the Simon Kuf Samachei, that say, what's the Makar for the Rama? Where did the Rama get this Chiddush that by Meisu Echel Machmas Mila, you could do the Mila when he gets stronger? Not the derech so much of the Rambam to say things misvara without a makar from the Gemara. So I bring a makar from the Gemara early in Daf Samach Vav. The Gemara says that a oral, right, which according to Rashi and the Rishonim is a mesu echem machmas mila, so is considered a bar. He really could eat chuma. The reason why his wives and his avadim could eat chuma is because he really could eat chuma. It's pumayahu dekavluhu. Gemara says kol aichel machel. You lit only Misha Eichel Machel. So Mar says, what about Arav Vachal Tamei? Mar says, they could eat. They just Pamayahu Dekavuhu. Rashi says is Sha'imdim Lasakin Velechel. That's what Rashi says. So you see clearly an Arul, which Rashi says is Mesunachem Achsmila, is Pamayu the Kavu, which means Sha'imdim Lasakin Velechel. So that's a Makar to the Rambam. Rabbeinu Talmud Shitase holds that Arul is not to Mesunachem Achsmila. So Meli Kizvicha say according to him that Mesunachem Achsmila, he'll never be able to do a Bris Mila. So that would be very strange though. So Kumdei says, no, you say this like a machlegesh of Einatam and the Rishenim. You could say that. Everyone's maskim that if it's just, even if you're a complete einus on the Mila, but it's just a temporary thing, so that's tumtum. That since it's possible that's just a temporary thing, so even if Einatam is maskim, he's called the Bar Mila, and he's called an Arl, and he won't be able to eat Truma. It's a Mefurish Gemara in the Havayim days. And you want to say that everyone's maskim, if it's impossible to do a mila, maybe it won't be a bar mila. Just Rabbi Natan holds that a mesu echem achas mila will never be able to do a mila, and the Rishonim argue on him because they hold like the Rambam, the mesu echem mila, he could do a mila. But you don't have to say that. You could say the Rishonim argue be certain in Rabbi Natan. Rishonim are just trying to teach Rabbi Natan what's the chil to mesu echem achas mila and tumtum. But could be they themselves would hold that even if he won't be able to do a mila ever. But since Be'etzin is an Arul, like this is Shainim's Lashin, if he were to be a Bari, he would have been able to do a mila. It's not the same as Arul Shleib is Manai, where there's no such case of mila in that case. Here, it's a Zaytik, a problem that he has, so may be called an Arul. So Rabbi Chanan, in Simen Mem Ches, Eis Yates, and Kaivet Sa'aris, he says that you see from any time a very interesting Yisayid, that when you have the Kuach Nefesh, that doesn't allow you to do a mitzvah, you have to say that the whole mitzvah is gone. There's no mitzvah b'chlal. Because Rabbeinu Tam is maskim, and Stam and Oynis, he's still an Aralite, that you see from Tumtum, he says, also Stam. Rabbeinu Tam would say someone who happens not to have a knife to do a mila, so right now he could eat truma. That's not the point. The point is, he has to be mufka from the mitzvah's mila. So you have to say that Pikuach Nefesh makes its b'chlal not a mitzvah. He brings it right a little bit. The Gemara, early on that Samach, now in the days, the Gemara was saying that someone, that Amar allowed them to do a bris mila when it was two brothers and not three, passing like a b'shim ben Gamliel. So Abaye said, I see he was mad to both sakana and iser. That's why he was saying mechanit. The sakana of doing the mila, according to Rebbe, it's already called mesu echem achas mila, and even the iser to do the mila on Shabbos. So you see that let's say it's mesu echem achas mila, do mila on Shabbos, it's chil Shabbos. So you see it's not a mitzvah b'chlal. But he discusses that kufa. Let's say it is a mitzvah, but you weren't supposed to be doing this mitzvah. Could you say, but I did it, l'maisa I got a mitzvah, is that derech Shabbos? Or you need the din b'pail to do the mitzvah to be derech Shabbos? He discusses the riva, when you have ein asei derech aloysa vasei, is it al kapanim derech aloysa vasei? He has a football about it. But the Machanan clears to say, that's kufa d'machlekes rashi b'netam. B'netam holds, b'kuach nefesh, goes in his matchan and tie a mitzvah, makes it ois mitzvah, and Rashi holds, no, there's a mitzvah. It's just Pekuach Nefesh is Deicha, the mitzvah. You're not able to do the mitzvah. Pekuach Nefesh is more important. If you did the mitzvah, you'll get a mitzvah. So, Mel, that's why you'd be called an Aro. That's more mistabit to learn that way. It's true that L'chay, you're going to have to learn in Rabbeinu Tam that Nesu Echa Machas Mila could never do a Mila. Because if he could, then you'll have the problem, what's in Zinan and Tumtum. But in the Rishonim, you don't have to say it's based on the fact that Nesu Echa Machas Mila could technically do a mila when he gets stronger. You could say that even Stam, they hold once he's 8 years old, that's a shame Arul, even if he'll never be able to do the mila because of Pikuach Nefesh, he'll still be considered an Arul. Now the Shaila had was, so what's Rabbeinu Tam's raya from Ariel Shleiba's manner? Rabbeinu Tam says, I have a raya that Mesu Echa Machmas Mila is not considered an Arul because it's the same thing as Ariel Shleiba's manner. What's the raya? It's two different dinim l'chayah. Ariel Shaloib is mana, he really could do the bris mila. Just in a few days he could do the bris mila. So why is he not an Arul? So then, before 8 days, he's not considered an Arul. Neisu Echa Machas Mila, the only reason why he can't do the bris mila is because he's saying, because he can never do the bris mila. But what does that have to do with Ariel Shaloib is mana? It's two different shaylas. Ariel Shaloib is mana is because the Torah is saying, till 8 days he's b'chal not an Arul. You have to learn that way. It's not because Bepoel you can't do the Bris Mila yet. If he's sick, you also Bepoel can't do the Bris Mila, but it can get better. So here also, in just a few days, you'll be able to do the Bris Mila. Elamai, Shloib Zman is worse. So what's the Ben Tam's raya to Meso Echav Mechav's Mila? So I thought maybe the pshat's like this. Rabbeinu Tam wasn't bringing a raya from Arela Shleib's mana that Meso Echav Mechav's Mila is Mufka for Mila. Then he held Misvara. Meso Echav Mechav's Mila he held with Misvara is Mufka for Mila. But he held the Gemara Shail of Arela Shleib's mana is Hagufa. The Gemara knew Arela Shleib's mana is Mufka for Mila. But the Shail is, if you have an Aral, that's mufka for mila. Is that called an aral? Maybe the physical aral is called an aral, even if he's mufka for mila. And that the Gemara brings says no. Arel l'shleib is mana. Since he's mufka, since there's no din mila b'chlal, says I aral. So Rabbeinu Tam says so good. So who would who a tam to make suach machs mila? Not that he had a raya that make suach machs mila is mufka for mila because arel l'shleib is mana is mufka for mila. No, he didn't need a raya. He knew that make suach machs mila is mufka for mila. He had a raya that when you mufka from mila, you're not called an aral. That was a raya from Reila Shleiva's mana. Or you could say Knei Chandrish. That maybe the Gemara Shaila by Reila Shleiva's mana is Shleiva's mana afkar from mila? Well, no, it says I think it's not have to be 8 days old, but it's not afkar from mila. That was good for the two tellers of the Gemara Shaila. And Eina Chanami, the Gemara wasn't patient to Shaila. But Rabbeinu Tam knew and understood that Mesu Echem Achmas Mila, that's Pashat Zafkar for Mila. He'll never be able to do a Mila. He's Mufka Batsim for Mila. So that much he saw. Since the Gemara had a tzad that Arela Shleib's Mana is not an Aral. Why? Vices, because when you're Mufka for Mila, you're not an Aral. And what was the Tutsdadim of the Gemara? Is Arela Shleib's Mana Afkar for Mila or not? Fine. So the Gemara wasn't Pashat that Shaila. But Rabbeinu Tam said, I see from the Gemara that if it is called Afkar for Mila, then you're not an Aral. So who the Mesach Mila, which is Pasha Tafkar for Mila, you wouldn't be called an Aral. So either Pshat works, it's just a Shaila. If Rabbeinu Tam learned the Gemara was Pasha the Shaila, and the Raya was from the Gemara's Pshitas, right, which we said, it's unclear where the Gemara was Pasha the Shaila, but then you could say, the Gemara Shaila was something which is Mufka for Mila, is that Shaykh Adin Aral, and the Gemara was Pasha that it wasn't, and Rabbeinu Tam held in Svara, that Meisu Echav Achas Mila is Mufka for Mila. But if you're going to say, like the Pashas to the Gemara, the Gemara was never Pashat to Shaila, so then it'll be more Mestabit to learn like this. The Gemara Shaila was, is Arela Shleib's Mana called Afkar from Mila or not? But that much you see from the Gemara, that if it is called Afkar from Mila, he's not called an Aral. So Mela, we'll learn from there that Meisu Echav Achas Mila, which the Rebbeinu Tam holds in Sor is Afkar from Mila, is not called an Aral. Now let's go back to one of the cases the Gemara gave for a Aral, that it was not an Aral b'shat, they didn't have a problem of Mila Schar of b'shat Sasiyah, but did have a problem b'shat Sachiyah, Achila, going to other the Imechavushim b'beis Sasur. The father and mother were locked in a jail. So they couldn't do the Bris Mila. It's like we said, for Mila Schar of Avadav, if it's impossible to do the Bris Mila, there's no Ikov. So they were in jail, that's when they couldn't do Bris Mila, and they were released. Rishayim say that they have to be released not at night, because then they still can't do the Bris Mila. They have to release before the night, and then they neglected to do the Bris Mila, and that's where it will be an Ikur for Achilas Pesach. So Rashi says, Chavushim b'shas asiyah, u'mitzas mila metelas aleihem, v'loy alacherim, v'eim enim chayim lasis es pischon, v'shachat shluch aleihem, v'shmin akroshim yotzu b'shas achila, milas b'rei makvaser. Right, like we said, the Rishayim say it has to be a little bit live dafka b'shas achila, because they have to have time to do the Bris Mila in order for it to be makiv. But the problem is, Rashi and the Gemara already is clearly mashma that the father and mother are mechuyev in the mitzvah smila. In fact, the Marsha, you do it like a Gemara, that the father is mechuyev and not the mother. Kashetziva aisa elakim v'loy aisa. So what does it mean, the father and mother? The mother is not mechuyevis in milas benam. What's the pshat in the Gemara? Zag the Marsha chiddush. But she is mechuyev to make a Pesach, right? Therefore, she is mutal on her to mal her son, because mila schar will be ma'akev her also. We're going like the man the yama nashim rishon chayva. Aisha is mechayevus to make a karban pesach, so she is mechayevus to mal her sons in order to make the karban pesach. And it brings a raya. The gemara earlier on that memchesim and aleph says by eved ish kol eved ish it niskasim. What is it? Eved ish by eved isha ella. Evidish at the Mol Malkarchai, the whole Gemara there in Achailitz. The Gemara says with Tmiya, Evidish, why Evidisha? Of course, the Isha also has a din that the Milas Avadim Amaakiv. So who are din the Milas Scharim Amaakiv Mahin Isha? That's what Amarsha learns. And Arzeruah, Hilchas Mila, in the beginning of Hilchas Mila, Simon Tzadik Vav, he argues in Rashi. He says, Rashi is klar mashma that the aim is mechievis to do the Mila, but it's not true. He says, the Yish is not mitzvah lamal espanah. So he says, so why did it say, other vi'imai chavushim ve'sesurim? He says, two times. One time is, he says, it's urchin de milsa, because the main thing is the father, but if the mother wouldn't be chavushim ve'sesurim together with the father, probably she would arrange the bris, right? Like Sipira, you know, that's what usually happens, even if she's not mechievis. And the second thing he says is, that's Ashkeris Elisha. You know, it says in Gemara and Chulin, that Aviv Imei Chavusha Beis Asurim Lagabi something else, so he just uses the same Lashon as there. But really, Imei is Lav Dafka. So L'chaira, what's the Svaris HaMachlekes, Rashi and the Arzuru, befrat the way the Mashal learns Rashi? The Svaris HaMachlekes would seem to be Gishmaka Chakira. Is the din mila scharav, meaning that if you weren't mekayim your mitzvahs mila, the mitzvahs mila the Torah gave in Parashas Lech Lecha and Parashas Tazria, you weren't mekayim your regular mitzvahs mila, then you can't do the Karban Pesach. Well, no. It has nothing to do with yena mitzvahs mila. It's a nayachi of mila mitzvah asiyas Pesach. If it's alts totally in the chi of mitzvah, right? The kasha and Rashi was, kasha and the Gemara. The aim is not mechayiv. It's like the Marsha, yeah, Avad the name's not Mechayiv, but when she's coming through the Pesach, she is. And the others are also the Kasha. Why? Because the Marsha, the way, and this is how we're learning Rashi, holds that it has nothing to do with the regular mitzvah smila. So now you din. You want to do a Karm Pesach, you can't do a Karm Pesach if you don't do Mila on the children. So that could be by the mother also, even if she's not Mechayivus. The mitzvah Pesach's Mechayivur. Hashem came, the Arzurua, obviously learned up. That the pshat is, it's only the regular mitzvahs milas mechayev. The Menachas Chinuch, he says, the mashal brings the raya by isha also, there's milas scharev. No, the more this one, milas havadav. Milas havadav is not a din by isha, not an isha. Milas havadav could be the same. The chiyev to mal havadim could be the same by the isha and the isha. But milas banav is only by the av, not by the ein. So that's api the svara. That Mila's Karev Adav is not an extra chiyuv, that is the same mitzvah smila. See, Menachas Chinuch says, also, he really says it, he says it here in mitzvah Yud Zayin about the din of Mila's Karev Avadah, but he really started in mitzvah Beis about Mila's Atzmai. And the Rambam says that Mila's Karev Avadah means Mila's Avadim and Banav Haktanim, the Rambam says. Why did the Rambam say Banav Haktanim? How do you know? How do you know Dafka Haktanim? Maybe Gedalim was so. By Avadim, it's even Gedalim. What's the pshat? By Scharim, it's Dafka Ktanim. As like the Menachas Chinuch, it must be the Rambam held like this. First of all, it must be the Rambam held that the din, that Av is Mal the Ben, is because the Ben doesn't have a Chiyuv. Nela, that's why the Av has a Chiyuv. But as soon as the Ben becomes a Gadol, and the Ben has its own Chiyuv, so the Av loses his Chiyuv. You have to say that. Because otherwise, if the Av is the same Chiyuv when the Ben is a Gadol, where the Rambam get that there shouldn't be a din of Mila Scharev Avadav? It must be loses his chiyuv. And it must be that the din of Mila Scharev is not a nayi chiyuv. Otherwise, why do you have a rai? The din of Mila Scharev is yen chiyuv to mal the son. So really, you see from the Rambam, like we're seeing from the Arzuruah, that the din of Mila Scharev is the same chiyuv, the regular chiyuv of, the regular algemein chiyuv Mila. And that the Rambam holds doesn't apply to Gedolim. Why? Because the chiyuv is to take care of the son's chiyuv when he doesn't have a chiyuv. The son has a chiyuv, so then the father doesn't have a chiyuv. And male, that's why he doesn't have a din of Mila Scharev Avadav. But if we were saying, the Fidu and Masha's learning Rashi, it wouldn't be shaykh such a thing, so the Chayr who would in Mila Gedolim would have a din of Mila Scharev Avadav. And now let's go back to Mar brings down a Memra, Amar Rabba by Yitzhak Amar Rabba, and in the Priya's Mila Avram Avinu. Avraham Avinu wasn't mechuyev in Priya. Avraham Avinu was only mechuyev in Mila, not in Priya. So, first, Taisus Eifenart says, in Mikol Malkam Avraham Parah Milos, and Avgav the Leib Nitzdava, Kanam Rebeshus Rabba, that feel after Shilin Kayim. Avraham did do a Priya, like it says in the Medrash, even Erev Tav Shilin he was Mekayim. So, according to Masker Kasha, why did he do the Mila before his Mitzvah? It's the same din. Why did he do the Mila? If you're going to say he did the Priya's Mila, because he's Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, so why did he do the Mila before the Tzivoy? So a lot of Turetzim from the Achreinim, the Rebbe Leo Mizrahi, when he brings his tesis, he asks the kasha. It's at the end of Lech Lecha, and he says it's on Al Torah, and he says because he knew that he was going to be mitzvah on it, and he wanted to be a mitzvah vaisa, gadol mitzvah vaisa, mishein a mitzvah vaisa. And also, it would be much bigger Kiddush Hashem. If you do the Bris Milah, since he knew he was going to be Mitzdava, if you do the Bris Milah at Tzitzivoy, so that's a big thing. He'll announce Hashem made a Tzivoy to him to do a Bris Milah, and people will be Litzani Adar, they'll make fun of it, and how can an old man do such a thing? And he'll do it anyway, he won't care, not about his physical pain, not about emotional pain, he'll be Valdig Kiddush Hashem. Hashem, if he did it earlier, so people won't know about it so much, there was no Tzivoy, they'll think he probably had some medical reason why he wanted to do it. That's what he says. Since he knew there'll be a tziva, he wanted to do it later, either because the mitzvah of Aisa is better, or because there'll be a bigger Kiddush Hashem. There's another text in the Marsha. The Marsha, Chidushei Agadas, later, Daf Kuf Amud Beis, he says, he brings a raya from this, that when did Avram start doing the Kol Torah Kula Anshelei Nina? Only from the Milan on. That's when he became a Yisrael. That's when he started doing Kol Torah Kula. Before that, he didn't have a din of Yisrael, he didn't do Kol Torah Kula. Very good. The Meril Diskin, at the end of Lech Lecha, says an interesting thing. He says, how can Avram do the Milah on himself? You need Himal Yimal, Hamal Yimal. You need someone who has a Bris Milah to do a Milah. So he says, Tupshatim. He says, either because once you have a Tziva to do a Bris Milah, you call them all. So Mela, that's good enough. And then he says, maybe also, since Avram Avinu didn't have a Tziva of Priya, so Mela, it could be b'vasachas. Since the Mila and the being the Mol could come b'vasachas, as Agit the other Bon Kachar, he says. But that wouldn't apply before. So Mestamana also would answer the Kasha why he couldn't do the Bris Mila before, because a Mol has to do a Bris Mila. Just after the Tzivi, he became a Mol, either b'vasachas, or there's a Bris Kerav and the stencil that say the Shishmpiya Shmu and the Chidushi Agriz. At the end of Parashas Lech Lecha, it says up Zavart that he couldn't do a Bris Milah because he didn't have a Chalei Shem Arla. Didn't have a Chalei Shem Arla, so it wasn't Shayach a Bris Milah, which I'm not sure what he means. Why Dafka Milah? Let's say other mitzvahs. Chayer like Shrita, right? He did Shrita, I mean, doesn't have a Chalei Shem Nevelah, doesn't have a Parash of Shrita, doesn't have a Chalei Shem Shrita. I'm not sure exactly why his Bris Milah would be different. Never understood it so well. Baal Kopanim, all these things wouldn't apply to Priya. Priya, after the tziva, Avadi, he would do Priya like Taisus says. See, I want to say Taich and Taisus maybe, because I see that Shaya Pick learned up that when Taisus says that Avram Par Milasa Avul in Stavak and Amr Bracious Rabbit that Fila Erev Tafshil and Kayim, he's learning that a Bracious Rabbit says that Avram Vina was Makayim called Terakul even Erev Tafshil. And he's bothered, it's a Gemara Numa. Gemara Numa Daf Chav Chasam Beis. Why did Taisus have to bring a Medrash when it's a Gemara? I think Taisus means something else. Because Hushainim will ask the Kasha. Rashi in Chumash, that it says, by Avram, it says, Avram, Matesha, 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 Shanim, Bimele, Vesar, Lasse. Ishmael, Benay, Ben Shalosh, Shanim, Bimele, Es, Vesar, Lasse. Why does my Ishmael say Es, Vesar, Lasse, and Avram says Vesar, Lasse? So Rashi says in Chumash, it's from the Medrash Rabbi there, that Avram, since Ayyadei Tashmish, it was Nismayach, the Ara Priya, and didn't have to do a Priya, because the Priya was done already. Yishmael was a child, and therefore I had to do the Priya also. Es B'Shai Lassi includes the Priya. That's Rashi for Medrash Rishayna bring. The Rishayna asked the Kasha, that what's Pshat in the Medrash, Lenin the Priya Smil Avram Avinu. So why did he do the Priya? And the Rishayna answered the Kasha. The Yireim, the Marshal, Simantav Beis, says, Lo Shemati Teretz L'Koshuzu. And the Advanis first Teretz says, that the Medrash is arguing on Ibitzchak. The Medrash is arguing on Ibitzchak. Ibitzchak holds that it's, that Lenin the Priya Avram Avinu, because you have Shuv, Molas, and Shainis teaches you Priya. And the Medrash holds not that way. The Radak on Yeshua, I think he had a different Girsan Agamara. I think his Girsan Agamara was that the Gemara itself was Matcha Ibitzchak, and says that really the Pasuk is coming to tell you Tzitzim Amakmanisamila, and it brings a Raya that Lamaisa didn't hold that way because it is Medrash. So that's one shot. That the Medrash doesn't hold Lenin the Priya's Mila Avram Avinu. Fine. The Radak and the Ritva's first pshat, the Chuli. But the other Rishayim, the Ritva himself says in the second Teretz, says this Teretz, that Avram Avinu was did the Priya's Mila, because he's Mekayim Kala Torah Kulach Lenin. So I think this is what Taisus is saying. Mekalmak Avram Para Mila Son. He doesn't say Mila Sai. I mean, that's what it says in Avotai, it's Mila's son, their Mila, meaning the Mila of Yishmael and the other people there. Avagav deloy nitzdave kana amen bebreishis rabba. He means in Breishis Rabba it's mavur that Avram did priya on Yishmael. That's the espes ha'alasai, right? And the reason is that filo after shilin kai, and that's not coming from the Reish, that's coming from the Gemara in Yuma. Azayah would learn pshat, not like a reshayefik. Alko panim. I want to say over one other shtickle, that Rabbi Yathman and his agayis and their dvar, the Shiva of Chevron, he says, so Kumtais is telling me, and the Rishayim say this clear, that Avram did the pre of the meal of Yishmael because he's Mekayim called Tirukul actually Nitna. Mekayim should be telling in a Chakira. What's the pshat in doing meal on a son? If it's a din, the father's a chiv to mal a son, that's the father's chiv, it's the father's mitzvah. There's another mitzvah that everyone has to have a bris milah. But the father's din is that he has to do a bris milah on his son. Maybe some rishonim would hold that way. So then, good. So then, there's another din called, and then when Torah comes, you have to pre on your son. So Rav Avinu had to mekayim me on a din. But if you're going to say, like Kamer rishonim say, the Ramban and the Ritvam themselves in Kedushin, and other rishonim, that the din of a father being mal a son is a mitzvah seben al av. In other words, it's din to be mekayim the son's chiyuv. It's din to be mekayim the son's chiyuv. That's the pshat. The av's mechiyuv in the mitzvah of the son. That's how they learn why the Taz asked the kasha. They're wondering the pasuk saying that the aim is not mechayiv emila. It's a mitzvah seishes mangrom. It's only b'yayim. So the shayim answer, that's only a mitzvah the ish is doing mitzvah her chiyuv. But here the chiyuv of the av and the aim, if it would be so, would be for the son's chiyuv. The son's chiyuv. It's not a mitzvah al guf, it's a mitzvah al bila, it's a mimela. You wouldn't have been a mitzvah ish's man grama. So, ayba zay, so he's not doing mitzvah his chiyuv. He's doing a mitzvah Yishmael's chiyuv. If Yishmael, there's no din of timekayim kol atari kul akayim shenitma. That's what he asks. Ayyid akasha. He says the kishmak ateritz. He says the din that Avram did a mila on Yishmael was not al smila sedan. Yitzhak was mila sedan. Yishmael was not al smila sedan. Kiv Yitzhak akaral chazara. The din why he did bris milah nishmol is a din of yilid beisay miknas kaspa. Even though l'chayy wasn't evan anymore, but that was the xeris akasim. That was the tzivei atayra. They should do mitzvah nishmol mitzad the din yilid beisay. That's zichen egin achiv that mele chayach the priya outs doing the kol atayra kulach leinitna.